Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week and the beginning of a new month, so welcome to March. Also, I'm excited to share with you guys that starting today, I have two books that are available on Amazon for pre-order. One is coming out this month in March, one in April. The book coming out in March is Minding Your Business, my first business book, 12 Keys for Growing Your Business Online and Offline. I've had the privilege of learning to do this myself now for 20 years. I'm sharing 12 keys that I have been able to use that have helped me to become successful that I believe will be able to help you no matter what industry you're in. Also in April, April 1st, I'm releasing my first podcast directory for those out there who've been looking for shows that they can be on, being able to know who to reach out to. I'm releasing Embrace Your Influence, the podcast directory, on April the 1st. Excited about that. You can find both books available for pre-order by going to my Amazon storefront at booksyouneedstore.com. That's booksyouneedstore.com. Also, starting today, you'll see it all over my social media. I'm very excited about these two business books that I'm releasing. So make sure you guys do support and help me spread the word. I think both of them will be very helpful for individuals. As we've made it to now the end of this week, the beginning of March, we, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Friday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music one last time from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake. And in today's entertainment spotlight, yesterday I had the privilege of speaking with actor John Hawkes. You've seen him on a lot of great shows and film. He's also a part of the show on HBO, True Detective Night Country. We talk about that. You don't want to miss that in today's show. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Oprah Winfrey to exit Weight Watchers board after she announced use of weight loss drugs. Oprah Winfrey will leave the board of Weight Watchers after almost 10 years, following the entertainment mogul's revelation that she is using a weight loss drug. Winfrey informed the company this week that she decided to not stand for re-election at the annual meeting of shareholders to be held in May 2024. She has served on the company's board since 2015 when she acquired a 10% stake in Weight Watchers. I look forward to continuing to advise and collaborate with Weight Watchers and elevating the conversation around recognizing obesity as a chronic condition, working to reduce stigma, and advocating for health equity, Winfrey said in a statement. In December 2023, Winfrey told People magazine she had decided to start taking a weight loss medication, which she did not identify, after coming to the realization that weight management does not hinge solely on a person's self-control. The fact that there's a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like relief, like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind and once again be ridiculed for, she told People. Winfrey's agreement with Weight Watchers specifies that she will not engage in any other weight loss or weight management business, program, products, or services during the term of her relationship with the company and for 1 year afterwards, according to the company's filing with the SEC. After the disclosure that Winfrey will leave Weight Watchers board, shares of Weight Watchers International fell more than 20%. With her departure, the company's board will be reduced from 10 members to 9. In more national news, House approved a short-term extension to avoid a shutdown. Senators are up next for a vote, says the Associated Press. The House passed another short-term spending measure Thursday that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March the 22nd, avoiding a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise kick in on Saturday. The Senate was expected to vote next on the bill. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months, and many lawmakers expect it to be the last for the current fiscal year, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said that negotiators had completed six of the annual spending bills that fund federal agencies and an almost final agreement on the others. "We'll get the job done," Johnson said, as he exited a closed-door meeting with Republican colleagues. The vote to approve the extension was 320-99. It easily cleared the two-thirds majority needed for passage. Democrats overwhelmingly voted to avert a partial shutdown, but the vote was much more divided with Republicans, 113 in support and 97 against. At the end of the process, now expected to extend into late March, Congress is set to approve more than $1.6 trillion in spending for the fiscal year that began October 1st, roughly in line with the previous fiscal year. That's the amount that former Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with the White House last year before 8 disgruntled Republican lawmakers joined with Democrats a few months later and voted to oust him from the position. In more national news, judge blocks Texas law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants who illegally enter U.S. A federal judge on Thursday blocked a new Texas law that would give police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S., dealing a victory to the Biden administration with a broad rejection of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's immigration enforcement efforts. The U.S. District Judge preliminary injunction, pausing a law that was set to take effect March 5th, came as President Joe Biden and his likely Republican challenger in November, Donald Trump, were visiting Texas' southern border to discuss immigration. The state attorney general's office appealed the ruling, according to a statement on Thursday. The ruling rebuked Texas immigration enforcement efforts on multiple fronts, brushing off claims by Republicans about an ongoing invasion along the southern border due to record-high illegal crossings. In a related story, Biden and Trump both arrive at U.S.-Mexican border, highlighting immigration as a major election issue. President Joe Biden and his likely challenger Donald Trump arrived Thursday in Texas, some 300 miles apart, for dueling trips to the U.S.-Mexico border in a sign of how central immigration has become to the 2024 election and how much each man wants to use it to his advantage. And finally, in business news, Wall Street climbs to close another winning month with more records. U.S. stocks climbed to more all-time highs on Thursday as Wall Street closed its latest winning month. The S&P 500 rose 27 points, or 0.5%, to 5,096 to top its record set last week. The Nasdaq Composite led the market with a gain of 144 points, or 0.9%, to 38,997 and surpassed its all-time high that it stood since 2021. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Words I Choose to Live By. Though the world might seem to be swirling in negativity and darkness, you can choose to be a positive light that breaks through and guides others to what is possible in life. Instead of giving in to what seems the easy way, resolve that you are going to do your part to make a difference. Change is possible. Let it begin with you. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Justin Timberlake has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his new single, Drown, one last time, right here on the Conversations Daily News.
Surface. Should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay, yeah. And I've been trying to be your way, yeah. But it's about to break, cause you show me exactly who you are, and I should've believed. Heartbreak with the moonlight, and now the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah, you do it to me every time. And if real love never dies, why am I barely breathing? Here on my own, out in the deep end, way down below, way down below. All of your lies, and you keep begging. I'm not afraid.
Part of my conversation comes up with actor John Hawkes in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with entertainment spotlight. Actor John Hawkes joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his success and the show True Detective Night Country. It's a bit of a conversation.
Thank you so much for the time today, John. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you kindly for having me. I appreciate it as well.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. It's such an honor to speak with you. I've enjoyed you, of course, you know, in a lot of different projects, but definitely in True Detective Night Country. I want to begin there with you. I mean, what has it been like for you to see, as I mentioned in my intro, I think a lot of people kind of have this love-hate relationship with Hank Pryor, but what was it like for you to see the response to that character?
Well, I was happy that the show's well-received, and yeah, happy that people were able to, I guess, as you said, somehow relate to Hank. He's a complicated guy. I you know, again, prefer to think of him as misunderstood, but he's doing his best and he has his reasons. And I was glad to see that kind of hit with people, I hope.
You were known, John, throughout your career, though, to be able to really to give your all to these characters that you've been able to play. Is acting something that you always knew was a path that you wanted to go down?
Well, I was a child star in my family, I guess I would say. It was my folks divorced when I was young. There was some strife. I had a good upbringing, but I think I tried to bring some relief comedically. I grew up with one channel on TV, the black and white TV, but there were stories there and stories in the books I read, and I was always interested in that. I didn't really know, coming from a small town in Minnesota, how to be an actor exactly, and so I didn't think of it much until in high school when I started doing plays and really found it to my liking. And a long time before I was able to earn a living from that point, but yeah, I guess I was always interested in it, not quite knowing how I could ever do it, I suppose.
Yeah. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll have to get on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and I can already tell you who it is, the one and only Miley Cyrus, and of course, the entertainment spotlight. Until then, remember how Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.